It's DocuArt on Ether Radio. Me, Myself and I, in loving memory of Lockie Philippe Dubé. Lockie Philippe Dubé was born on the 3rd of August 1964 and died 18th October 2007. While successful reggae artists have traditionally hailed from the island of Jamaica, over the past decade South African native Lockie Dubé has delivered some of the most conscious and substantive roots reggae songs to hit the airwaves.
Well, I think it happened about 1984. That was the first time I released a reggae album. But from 1979 up to 1984, I was doing Mbatanga. The change came in 1984.
The spirit of Lockie Dubé's music and dance epitomizes the spirit of black liberation and has kept the struggles of the people of South Africa in the thoughts of audiences the world over. Lockie Dubé was born into poverty in South Africa. He began his musical career in 1979. Lockie Dubé has produced 9 highly successful reggae albums, including the multi-platinum released House of Exile and Victims.
As a musician, I now have the right to sing and talk about anything that I want to sing and talk about without any fear of being arrested or chased around with police, you know, and stuff like that. I can sing and talk about whatever I want to sing and talk about. With no fear.
So are you
I am just human.
She said, boy, you bring tears to my eyes. His diverse lyrical appetite has addressed such issues as the political realities of his country, racial misconceptions, women and children living in poverty, and affairs of the heart. On the 18th of October 2007, South African reggae singer Lockie Dubé has saddened and shocked many Jamaicans and the nations who had come to know and appreciate his music and its message of peace and goodwill. Indeed, it's ironic that someone who sought through this art to promote the ideal of a world without violent conflict was cut down in such a brutal and callous manner. Lockie Dubé, news report tells us, was shot dead by carjackers in the night in front of his son and daughter, aged 15 and 16 respectively, when he dropped them off at their uncle's home in Rosettenville, a suburb in southern Johannesburg. News of his murder has triggered outrage in the entertainment industry, and particularly in countries where Mr. Dubé performed, including Jamaica. Some Nigerians have something to say about Lockie Dubé and how his music has impacted in their lives.
Lockie Dubé was one of the greatest reggae artists of our time. He was such a passionate musician, and his death was a huge loss to the music world in general. It goes to show the sad situations all over the world, imagining that he could have died the way he did. However, because his music lives on, Lockie Dubé himself is perceived to live on. And of all his songs, I'm so much attracted to Let Jah Be Praised.
Lockie Dubé, as a person, was a very convincing artist. His message cut across, and you could tell that it was coming from somewhere very, 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 very deep, and with a lot of conviction. His works were motivational, were inspirational. They cut across a lot of people. I was taken aback by his death in South Africa a couple of years ago, and it was a huge loss. But I find Prisoner most convincing, most let's say real to me. It had so much truth in it for me. I think Prisoner is quite it.
Lockie Dubé left behind his wife, children, and his music lovers. May his soul rest in perfect peace. It's Ether Radio DocuArt.
That's a jam.
Yeah.
E-Tetsu Radio.
Here comes Big Man Jazzy.
That's the bomb.
It's Ethan Radio. We're about signing out. It's been long, it's been good, and it's been fun for you to know what's coming up next week on Ethan Radio with Mac Ever and E to the double NY, my sexy lady. Okay, you have to stay locked down here for you to know more about Ethan Radio. Like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/EthanRadio, and also follow us on our Twitter handle at MacEver. MacEver, all productions done in Eternal Production Studios. Big ups to my producer Sashinani. Okay, he's not smiling this week, he's serious about the business. Good scratches on DJ Jimmy Jet's interview. Okay, Ether Radio, proudly powered by MacEver Media.
Praise to God who keeps you alive. Shante, Shante, Shante.